Welcome to Success Gyan Podcast. This is Surendran Jayshekhar, founder and CEO of Success Gyan. Success Gyan is India's leading platform for personal and professional development. Our goal is to make 8 p.m. the learning hour in this country. In today's episode, we have India's leading personal impact coach, Chinna Raheja, who will speak about the 7 red flags in workplace that shouldn't be ignored. By being aware of them, you can take informed decisions about your career. Are you ready? Let's get started.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to today's episode. Today, I want to share with you a story. And hopefully, this story will help you understand how to identify a toxic environment. Do you feel you work in a toxic environment? Do you feel people around you sabotage you at every step? Do you feel sucked of all energy because of office politics, team dynamics, maybe toxicity of just one person? Then Sarah's story will help you. Now, Sarah worked as a junior software engineer in a prestigious tech company in Bangalore. She was passionate about her work. She had joined the company with high hopes and big dreams. But over time, Sarah realized that even though the company was prestigious and the work that she was doing was really important, the work environment in itself was unhealthy. Her team lead constantly belittled her ideas, constantly put her down, dismissed her contributions. And he gave her menial tasks which were beyond her roles of the work. So the team dynamic had also become hostile. There were many smaller groups. There was a lot of gossip. And at first, Sarah tried to ignore this toxic behavior. She focused on her work. But as time passed, she became increasingly unhappy and quite demoralized. She noticed that her self-esteem was taking a hit and her mental health was deteriorating. She had anxiety when she had to go and speak to her team lead. And she was just full of ill health. Now, knowing this little part of her story, you would now understand that a toxic work environment is unhealthy or negative. It's a negative culture that can adversely affect your mental well-being, your emotional well-being. It affects job satisfaction. It affects your productivity. So today I want you to first understand what a toxic environment actually looks like. Because honestly, isn't it a pandemic in our country? Over and over again, as I teach my students to speak assertively and stand up for themselves, I learn about unhealthy corporate scenarios from them. These scenarios don't support your growth. They don't nurture you. On the other hand, they tear you down. Many of my students believed they were at fault themselves when in fact they were dealing with toxic people. So I'm going to share with you a few red flags which identify a toxic workplace. My endeavor here is to give you hope that it's not just you. You could be a victim. And that awareness will bring, hopefully, some calm, some peace. And so you can think about how to handle the toxicity that you find yourself in. But first, let's become aware of what toxic work environments look like. Here are some real-life examples that I have gathered from my own experiences in the corporate world and a lot of my students. The first red flag is bullying or any kind of harassment. So bullying or harassment from your supervisors, from colleagues, from subordinates, these all create unhealthy workspaces. And it need not be overt. It need not be obvious. A lot of people use sarcasm or sly communication. And toxicity can also include verbal abuse. It can include intimidation or belittling you, especially if it is a senior who who's tearing you down in public. It can be discriminatory behavior between people in the same team. All of this can cause a lot of distress. It causes a lot of emotional harm. Like, for example, a supervisor who constantly humiliates and puts you down in front of your peers, who makes derogatory comments about your abilities, about your appearance, or about certain quirks or characteristics that you have. All of this creates a hostile work environment. So that's your first flag. Understand bullying and harassment, you do not have to suffer through it. The second kind of red flag is micromanagement. Micromanagement. Overbearing, excessive micromanagement by supervisors can also create feelings that you feel stifled or disempowered, or you feel undervalued, as if you don't know how to do your job. Micromanagement involves constant monitoring. It involves a lack of autonomy and also a lot of scrutiny of your work. And this leads to stress, it leads to anxiety and diminished job satisfaction. So a manager who's always hovering around your shoulder, dictating every aspect of your work, double-checking every detail, not allowing you to make decisions, not allowing you to contribute your ideas, shutting you down. This will all lead you to ultimately feel demoralized and disengaged from your work. Your productivity will fall. So identify micromanagement is a red flag. The third red flag, favoritism or nepotism. Now, when there is this perception that one is favored over the other, like, for example, certain employees receive preferential treatment or they get more opportunities based on personal relationships rather than on merit, that also puts others down. You can feel demoralized. You can feel excluded. You can feel demotivated. You can feel like, what is the point of contributing when I'm not going to get rewarded on merit? So, for example, an employee notices that the manager's family members or close friends are consistently being promoted or given special perks, even though they may not be the most qualified or they may not be the most deserving candidates, and others are overlooked who are more deserving. So it leads to feeling, getting a perception of unfairness, a huge red flag. The fourth red flag is a lack of support or a lack of recognition. When your efforts and contributions are not acknowledged, they're not appreciated, and they don't receive adequate support or resources to perform the job effectively, it can create an environment where you feel undervalued, where you feel demotivated, where you feel unproductive. So, imagine this, you're an employee who consistently puts in extra effort so that you meet deadlines, you achieve targets, but your achievements are neither recognized nor rewarded. You don't receive the necessary support or resources to complete your tasks. And that leads to feelings of frustration and demoralization. The fifth red flag, excessive workload and unrealistic expectations to complete that workload. So if you're burdened with a lot of workload, tight deadlines, without proper support or a work-life balance, as if your only role in this life is to come and work, that's it. That should be your entire existence. It leads to stress and it leads to burnout and it leads to reduced job satisfaction. Okay, so if you're expected to work long hours, it can lead to chronic stress and exhaustion, specifically when you feel you can't speak up about it. You'll find a steady decline in your physical and mental well-being. The sixth red flag is more generic and more on a macro level. This is a high turnover rate. If your organization or company has a high turnover rate, people are just leaving frequently, they're resigning, it could be a red flag. Because high turnover may suggest that there are underlying issues like poor management. Or if it's in your department, it could be that no one likes the boss. It could be a toxic work culture. It could be a lack of growth opportunities. All of these negatively impact your morale and your job satisfaction. So if there are too many people resigning, understand that there's something not right with the workplace. And the seventh red flag is non-transparent communication. If there is a lack of transparency in communication from management, from HR, even from your seniors in your own department regarding important matters, like, for example, company policies or changes in compensation or job expectations, it could be a red flag because non-transparent communication indicates a lack of trust. It could be that there are potential hidden agendas. All of this leads to confusion. And employees can start mistrusting each other. It does not lend to positive group dynamics. So these are the seven red flags that you should take care of, either if you are in a workplace where you feel burnt out all the time or you feel stressed and anxious all the time. Figure out if one of these seven red flags is hampering the way you work. Or if you are going for a job interview, ask. Get to know what the work culture is like, because one of these things will let you know that maybe this is not the right place for you to work. It's important to note that toxic work environments can have serious consequences on your health, on your job satisfaction, and on your overall well-being, not to mention your confidence and self-esteem. So take appropriate steps to address the issue. And I hope you've had some bulb on moments after listening to this episode. I'm going to talk more about how to tackle all these seven red flags. What can you do about them in the next one? So until then, keep shining.
Thank you so much for listening. I'm sure this podcast helped you gain some knowledge about the red flags you need to watch out for. Do share this with your friends, family, or anyone whom you think needs this information. Chinna Raheja will be live in the upcoming masterclass and summits. For more details, log into www.sgsummits.com.